So why is it every time a dog makes the determination to settle down with one bitch, everywhere he looks, all he sees are hot, available bitches?
Hey, handsome.
Oh, hey yourself, you teeth. I mean, where did you even come from anyway? All summer long I've been here looking handsome, and the only things in heat I've come across are princess, a couple of white-tailed deer who scampered through the yard, and Terry Hatcher. Well, I'm no desperate house dog, you hear me? And as for deer, well, it turns out they're too tall for me. But at least they scampered away quietly.
Hey, what's all the fuss, sugar? All that pent-up aggression? Why, I could think of a few ways it could be better spent.
Yeah, like that.
Hey, what you gonna do that for?
Look, sweetheart. These masters of ours are the only animals in the kingdom who frown upon male-to-female abuse. You tempt me again with your sweet mouth and your swollen ass, and God help me, I'll bite your cheek off. And trust me, no one's going to stop and check our plumbing. Just another dogfight, that's what they'll say.
You know what? Screw you.
That's right, you dirty bitch. Walk away. Oh, but check back in with me in a month or two. I very well could be single again. You never know.
Yeah, whatever. I think you could use a few months alone if you ask me, you jerk.
Yeah, right. Jerry the dog, alone. Good one.
Sorry, sweet cheeks, but the bitches, well, they sort of dig me.
Me alone. Hell, I wouldn't know what to do with my... Hey, my nuts! And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry!
Oh, hey, princess. I was just, evacuating a flea. Little bastards, they do reach the damnedest places, don't they?
Whatever, Jerry. Hey, look, I need to cancel our plans tonight.
What? But Butchie and Sebastian were counting on us. Princess, you can't play Pictionary with three people. There has to be two teams.
Go find someone else.
6 hours later.
Is it a bone star?
No.
Well, is it... a bone star?
No! God, here. Let me try this. I can draw a swoop right there. And then, I gotta make some of these over one of those, like such.
Hurry, Jerry! Hurry! 4, 5, 6!
Yeah. Don't rush me, Chi-Chi. Maybe some of this right there. Some of this wouldn't be bad. That'd be nice. And maybe one of them. And for a good measure, how about this, like such? So, now there. Come on, Chi-Chi. What is it?
Is it a bone star?
Damn it, Chi-Chi! It's the Golden Gate Bridge! How much clearer could I possibly make it? Look, I got the water there in the bay, seagulls flying over the truss, cars backed up to the interstate. This is clearly a gay guy pulled over on the shoulder trying to fix a flat, helplessly, I might add. It's the Golden Gate Bridge, Chi-Chi! The Golden Gate f***ing Bridge!
Jerry, calm down.
Yeah, Jerry. You know, I hate it when you throw the hourglass. Hey, Butchie, have you ever tried playing Pictionary with a retarded chihuahua?
No.
Well, okay, then. Don't act like it's so easy, because it's not. 1 minute, you're on top of the world. Everything you've got is great. The next thing you know, she's canceling her plans with you to go off and do God knows what with God knows who. Well, it's hard, that's all. It's just hard.
Hold on 1 second. This isn't about losing in Pictionary at all, is it?
No, it's not.
Or with retarded chihuahuas, am I right?
That's right, Chi-Chi. Sorry, I took it out on you.
I know what this is about. It's about Princess and Brad, isn't it?
Yeah, you got me. I hate to admit it. It's about Princess and Brad, all right. I just don't know what to... Wait a minute. Who the f*** is Brad?
Oh!
The new pit bull in town. Brad. Oh, he's a charmer, I tell you, Jerry. A charmer. And funny?
Wait a minute. Brad the pit bull?
Oh, no, it's just Brad Pitbull. When you're as cool as Brad, you don't use an unnecessary bridge word to help describe yourself, Jerry the dog.
Well, how do you guys know this new Brad Pitbull character?
Well, I met him the day he chased a grizzly bear out of the daycare center.
That was him?
Yeah, and I met him the day he was giving tattoos and free beer to high school seniors.
What?
Oh, yeah. He's a real complicated fellow, Jerry. On one hand, a badass. But on the other hand, a heart of gold. For example, I saw him the other day knock off a Wells Fargo truck. And just when you start to form an opinion of a fella, then I find out the guy is taking in a starving black lab and this abandoned spiky-haired shih tzu and is raising the two of them like they were his very own. Oh, he's a real mystery, all right, Jerry. This Brad Pitbull is something else. Well, it's no wonder Princess fancies him. Hell, I'm half tempted to go four on the floor for the old boy.
Well, then, color me naive. Chi-Chi, did you know about this Brad Pitbull?
Yep, and you know what else? Sometimes, after a bath, I can make my butt whistle.
Well, then there's that. So, fellas, I appreciate the 411 and all, but it sure sounds like old Jerry the dog is going to have a little chat with our friend Brad Pitbull. Oh, Jerry, I hope you're not thinking of doing anything stupid. Well, if you want to call bitch-slapping a pit bull in public stupid, well, then yes, I guess I am.
Oh, Jerry, you don't want to do that, trust me. I mean, just last week, I saw the dog attack a mailman.
Oh, big deal. What dog hasn't attacked a mailman?
It killed him, Jerry. Pulled his kidney right out from his mouth. Swear to God. And the crazy thing of it is, the kidney was still in one piece.
And then he donated it. Anonymously, of course.
A hell of a dog, I tell you.
Well, impressive canine or not, I've got to do something. He's trampling all over my world here. I need to, I don't know, pee in his water dish, maybe loft a Molotov cocktail in his doghouse, perhaps send him a virus on email. I mean, I got to do something, right? Look, Jerry, from one friend to another, the best thing to do with this Brad Pitbull situation is to simply let it go. So he's humping your girlfriend. Big deal. Let it run its course. Trust me, if there's one thing I know about Brad Pitbull, it's that he is not a one-bitch man.
It's like Brad always says. There's a word for those with one women.
Very funny, of course. Well, I still feel I have to do something. Once I get the taste of revenge in my mouth, well, there's simply nothing else that can aim my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?